So when you're ready, take a deep breath in and then close your eyes. And close your eyes. Just become aware of your connection to Mother Earth. And imagine again or become aware of the connection between your power chakra, red, energetic connections to the heart of the earth, completely surrounding the heart and make it like a loving connection, a gratitude connection. How many times are we aware that this is a living planet? Not an object, but a living consciousness. A planet that gives us the opportunity to experience a three-dimensional, five-sensorial life. And the first prayer of gratitude goes to Mother Earth for all the material stuff in our life, even our body. So allow your heart to beat as one with the heart of Mother Earth. Just imagine one heartbeat. As your heart is pulsating, it is synchronizing with Mother Earth, sending love for this planet that has carried so many humans through history. And just a heartfelt thank you, Mother Earth. Thank you for being so patient with us. Thank you for nurturing so many human beings, animals, plants, for creating an atmosphere in which we're living right now, for spinning at the speed you're spinning to create the exact perfect gravity so we can use that gravity to be connected to Mother Earth. Thank you for creating an electromagnetic force field that is healing for our bodies. Thank you for nature. Thank you for the water on this planet. Without that water, we couldn't exist even for a week. Thank you for that. Thank you for doing your best to deal with the pollution that we're creating. And I apologize for any burden we're causing you. Thank you for the beautiful flowers. Thank you for the beautiful animals and the animals that are close to us, like horses, dogs, cats, and so many more. Thank you for giving life to so many generations. And we bless you with even more life possible in the future. Thank you for warning us that we need to change our ways. Thank you for showing us what we are causing, what we're doing. And we thank you for absorbing these heavy energies that are keeping us stuck in lower vibration, because we know that you can transform these vibrations into healing vibrations. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now bring your awareness to your body. How many times have we not looked into the mirror and had some criticism about ourselves, thinking that our bodies are not perfect, are not good enough. We complain about aging, about things that we don't like. But our body is a servant, is our friend. So let's bring our gratitude to this amazing instrument, this biological organism that also has its own consciousness and awareness, that is doing millions of jobs per second that we're not even aware of, taking care that new cells are growing, an immune system that works day and night to fight infections, bacteria, pollution, kill cancer cells, remove cells that are no longer functioning, store toxins that we cannot get out of our body. There are millions of things happening in our cells on an unconscious level that we're not even aware of. Changing food into energy, building muscles, fat tissue, it goes on and on and on. Endocrine system, digestive system, electrical systems. There's so much in the body that not one scientist can comprehend all that's happening in this body. Let's just be grateful that we don't have to worry about breathing, about our heart beat, about our digestive system. We only worry when something is wrong. But more things are going right than things that are going wrong. So let's send a beautiful thank you to our body. Thank you for doing a job that is beyond what we can understand. Thank you for doing this silently. And please forgive us for our ignorance, for the way we misuse you, abuse you. And thank you also for not complaining, for each time we do something wrong and correct it, even if we don't know you're doing that. So extend that gratefulness to each cell of your body, to your immune system, to your endocrine system, to your digestive system, to all the automatic functions that are happening in your body, for your autonomous nervous system that's taking care of all of that, the DNA code that is regulating that we keep creating new cells. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's also thank some special organs today that are doing excellent jobs, like our liver that's removing chemicals that we inhale from our environment, that we get in our food through pesticides and chemicals they put in our food. And the liver works 24 hours every day without rest to remove these toxins that we get into all the different channels, the air we breathe, the stuff we put on our skin, the soap we use, the shampoos we use, the things we eat. So thank you, liver, for doing an amazing job. Our next thanks go to the kidneys that also work day and night, also filtering out of our blood heavy metals and other toxins and removing that to the urine. Working again day and night to help us to stay hydrated and to stay fit. Let's also thank our digestive system and also our endocrine system, our brains for processing so much information, for being connected to the quantum field, for the mind that uses the brain, for for a higher consciousness that uses the brain to bring messages to us. There's so much to be grateful for, that we could thank every organ, every cell in our bodies. But let's just say thank you to this complex body. Our next thank you goes to our forefathers, starting first with our parents who we have used to come to this planet. Your mother especially was a teleportation device that we used to bring ourselves into a body, and she carried us for at least 7 to 9 months, giving us the nourishment we needed, and for some of us who are breastfeeded, giving us nourishment after that. Our mother fed us with her own life force, with her own minerals, and some of our mothers paid the price for that, even if they're alive or not. Send your thank you just for that fact, that she carried you and did the best she could. And no matter if all of it was pleasant or not, but the biggest thankful is for bringing us into this life. That's one thing we should be grateful for until we die, because we got an opportunity to manifest our body to our mothers. Let's also thank our fathers, even if we may not know them, even if they were not the perfect father that our ego wished for, but they also are part of this creation that now we call our bodies. Even if that's the only fact that your father ever did, thank him for that, because also he was used for us to come here. And then we thank all the generations that went before our parents, both of them, so that they could finally create the DNA of our parents, which is the DNA that we're carrying in us today. We thank them, and we ask for their support, even if they're not here anymore, to support us on our path so that we can heal the karmic conflicts that they passed on, the things they couldn't solve because they lacked the tools or the wisdom or just the knowledge to do so. We thank them and we bless them by living the best life we can. And let's also thank the Creator for that divine spark, even if we do not understand completely what it is. There must be a greater spark, a greater energy where we come from. Thank you for giving us that spark of life, for giving us our intelligence, for giving us our desire to grow, for giving us curiosity, for giving us the power of intention so we can create our life, for giving us a great mind and brain so we can create what we wish for giving us this incredible system of how the body functions, with not only biological, but also emotional, also spiritual, all of the things that's created in the human design. We're grateful for that, and we promise to do the best we can to take our responsibility to make this the best life ever, because we know now that when we create the best life we can, we are serving you, the Creator, because we are returning back to the original power that you are, pure love. Thank you for giving us so many opportunities, even for those who don't believe in past lives, but if there were past lives, thank you for having the patience with us that each time again, no matter what stupidity we've done, no matter how low we sank, that we keep getting chances over and over again until we succeed. It is like having the most patient teacher ever that is watching us, loving us, and creating opportunities for us to finally find our way in the chaos, the labyrinth of life, the distractions. We thank you for again giving us another opportunity, for giving us a consciousness that relentless will keep searching until we find our path through this labyrinth, this complexity we call life. We feel grateful for all that you created, even when it's painful, even when we're suffering, even when we don't know how to get out of the next level. We thank you for that as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for this beauty that we are and the beauty that we're witnessing. Allow this gratefulness, this gratitude to now vibrate in your body and bring it into your breathing. And start to breathe slowly and repeat again your three mantras. I am love. I am eternal. I am infinite. And be grateful for remembering that you are more than you can ever imagine. Allow gratitude to be healing, your power to become aware of so many things be grateful for, so many things that go right, people you love, the things you care about, but most of all, let's unite and be grateful for the infinite possibilities that are ahead of us to learn, to enjoy, to love, and to become wiser as we move forward through the time-space continuum that we call life. Let's be grateful for giving ourselves the opportunity to be here today, to share this together. And I want to express our gratitude to you for the trust, for showing up, for being here with us, sharing your love with our love. And let's focus on creating together now, to have a bigger vision for this planet, for our lives. And to step into that future where there is peace on earth, where we truly live like brothers and sisters, where we see each other as part of ourselves, and that everyone that shows up in our lives show up to feel our love. Let's create that vision together and to send this out to the leaders on this planet so that they, on an unconscious level, will start to get this message that they also can make a difference, that they also are part of this quantum field of love and possibilities. And together we can create a planet we are proud of to live on. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. When you're ready, slowly get back to your body, to here and now. Take a deep breath in. And make an ah sound. Ah. One more, breathe in. Ah. One more. Stretch out and welcome back into the here and now. Thank you, thank you, thank you.